got Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP joining us here in the studio now with an update. Anna, thanks for joining us here in the studio today.
Thanks. Nice day.
Beautiful nice. Day, right?
Yeah, gave me an excuse to leave inside
out
the office. Yeah.
So what's going on that people ought to know about?
You know, this is a huge week. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got lots of things going on this week. I don't know. Let me see. Where should I start? I'll start with the next thing in the Frederick Douglass calendar of events.
Thursday, right?
Thursday. Yeah, we've got the Then and Now at the Chapel Hill Public Library Meeting Room B. And question, what would Frederick Douglass think of 2018? So he was a forward thinker. I don't know if he could have predicted where we are today, but it'll be a nice panel discussion, and including Dr. Hildebrand and Patrick Horn and others. So it should be a spirited conversation, and hope people will join in that.
And we've had Reginald Hildebrand here on the air. He's an amazing speaker, knowledgeable.
Amazing
knows so much.
Speaker.
Yeah.
Tonight, actually, I should have started with our conversation on equity, which we have every month. And we, too, have a Black History Month kind of theme. We're going to be looking at Black history is American history, telling the true story of America. So really taking a look with a panel of folks, educators, at how we teach American history or not. And really looking at, you know, isolating Black history to this 1 month out of the year. You know, it started out as a week, so, but really, if you take the philosophy that Black history is American history, it's really about every single day, right? Mm-hmm. So, that's going on tonight. Folks can still get there at 6:30 at the Chapel Hill Public Library, 6:30 to 8. So that's a smaller setting, usually 100 people or less, but it gives an opportunity for some real dialogue and some Q&A.
That's still a pretty big crowd, 100 people for.
And, you know, we've been doing it now for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And so really had an opportunity to have a safe space to talk about some of these issues on race and equity in our community and using local talent, which we have a plethora of up here in between Chapel Hill and Durham with Duke and other institutions. So it's a good opportunity for dialogue. So encourage people to come out and talk about Black history as American history.
Absolutely. That's 6:30 today, right?
6:30 today.
Chapel Hill Public Library.
Chapel Hill Public Library.
And then stay at the library for 2 more days for the Frederick Douglass event at 7 on Thursday, right?
7 on Thursday.
Yep.
Then Sunday, the UNC branch of the NAACP is spearheading Wilson Caldwell Day at university, and he was born in 1847. He was a slave who was owned by UNC Chapel Hill President David Swain during that Civil War. And in, you know, he's got a very rich history because he went from being a slave to being appointed by the governor after the Civil War as a Justice of the Peace. And he was the first African-American male to hold such a position. Mm-hmm. He accompanied representatives to surrender Chapel Hill and Union forces to the Union forces. So very colorful life. His accomplishments extended beyond UNC. Opened a school for free African Americans in Chapel Hill in 1869. So this is the second year these students have taken the initiative to recognize the accomplishments of Wilson Caldwell and to remind people of some of the legacy of UNC. It's really a three-part ceremony. It's going to start out at the old cemetery, 3 o'clock, and then go on from there to a panel talking about race relations, and which includes some UNC folks and some community members, and then a reception to follow. So those folks who want to be a part of that arrive at the ceremony in the cemetery around 2:15 and go on from there. So lots going on this week.
A lot going on. Speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. Get more information online. Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP.com is the website. More on all of those events, plus a whole lot of upcoming events. Another monthly branch meeting coming up, not this Saturday, but next March 3rd. So mark your calendars for that. I was wondering if I could, I don't know if you've been following the dismissal of the charges against the protesters in yeah. Durham that brought down the statue. Sure. Yeah. I was wondering if I could get your take on that. I know it's still that only just got announced an hour ago.
Just got announced. It's really not surprising mm-hmm. in a way. I think that there is an argument to be made as to who was in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that certainly we're not encouraging destruction of property. But I think being able to prove and justify the charges is why they were dismissed.
You have to meet the burden of proof,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'll say the same thing that I said, I think, 6 months ago, and I think we had this conversation once upon a time, too, which is, I'm happy the statue came down when it did, and I was mm-hmm. watching the video. I thought that was a really good day for Durham, and as a Durham resident, I was kind of proud that that happened in my city. But there's also that difference between civil disobedience and just straight-up lawlessness.
Right.
So you do something that breaks the law, you got to
right.
be willing to
right.
to stand up and face the charges. So I'm a little bit conflicted today, but I'm glad the statue's down.
Well, as we say, the law does have some burden of proof.
Right, right.
And I think, you know, they were charged.
Mm-hmm.
They went through the system, and the system arrived at a decision. We can agree or disagree
yep.
that the charges needed to be dismissed. So
yeah.
I'm happy.
And you got to meet the burden of proof one way
that's,
or the other.
That's,
so
that's
yeah,
it. Either way. Either way.
And I do think Roger Echols kind of seeing the writing on the wall from what happened yesterday with the three defendants
yes.
either having the case dismissed or being found not guilty.
Yes.
You have the same evidence, you're going to get the same results.
That's right.
So, yep.
That's right.
Yep.
And, you know, they're currently are still efforts regarding our statue,
yep.
Sam, and a lot of momentum still on the campus around silencing Sam.
Mm-hmm.
So more to come
yeah.
on that.
More to come and more ongoing, right? Because there are people
ongoing.
Who are now kind of taking it upon themselves
ongoing.
To write the Historical District Commission and say, let's
yes.
at least get the official authorization to
yes.
move it, which is
yes.
nice. Yeah.
The branch chapter of the NAACP is a part of that, and
mm-hmm.
we'll be supporting them as well in terms of trying to get enough signatures on the petition. So it's ongoing,
yep.
and I'm sure it will be. I think the target there, they need to have it completed by the end of March. So looking for 10% of the student body
mm-hmm.
is the target there. So.
Got Anna Richards here in the studio. Other upcoming events or issues on your mind? One more thing?
One more thing
yeah.
that I really need to mention is that I'm sure many people out there are aware that Reverend Barber, who was our state leader for the NAACP, is now leading a national effort for the Poor People's Campaign. It's a national call for moral revival, and there is a local movement on the Poor People's Campaign in Orange County, and they are having an organizing meeting this coming Monday, the 26th of February, from 6 to 8 at
Chapel Hill Public Library.
That's right.
Everything happens there.
It seems to be the spot, which is a great use of public space,
they've
right?
They've got those three really nice meeting rooms in there, and you can have a whole bunch of things happening at once.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, this is an opportunity for folks who want to get involved in that effort as well to come out and be a part of the local movement for a moral revival in Orange County.
That's really cool. And that campaign, if and when it takes off, is going to be really, really significant, I think, in terms of, or it's got the potential, at least, to be really significant in terms of really moving the conversation forward in a really good way.
Absolutely. Yep.
And that's Monday, 6 to 8, right?
6 to 8. Chapel Hill Public Library.
Next Monday, the 26th. Mark your calendars for that. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on the local chapter. Again, all of those events and more information about that on the website. Honor Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.